Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, Morgan. Are you there?
It's me. What's going on?
Hey, buddy.
How are you? This is getting to be a regular thing with us and you. We love this.
I know. I kind of think I'm just going to buy a house in Pittsburgh.
I'm okay with that. I support that decision.
Kristen says you can share her house.
Do you like dogs?
Listen.
Yeah, I like dogs. I've been trying to get a dog lately. I haven't been trying. I've been thinking about it, I should say.
Ooh. Okay, just moved to Pittsburgh. You can share my dog.
Look,
it's fine.
When
what
you're
kind
ready,
you got?
Oh, boy.
Oh,
he's a lab and a Dane mix, so he's 90 pounds.
Okay, I like big dogs.
You can pretty much ride him. Like a horse.
I don't know. I'm pretty heavy these days.
You're fine. You got it.
He's a strong dog. Hey, what the hell is the matter with the CMAs? You should have been the new artist. We were screaming and swearing in unison. My gosh. You deserved it.
Man, I try not to, you know, get too caught up in awards and all that kind of stuff.
You're smart.
You know, it'd be awesome if we could get those type of things. But for me, it's more about making music that matters to the people and not to people who give me awards. I'd rather for people who spend their money, that their hard-earned money, that come see me play shows. That's more important to me. But, I mean, you know, you do want to win, obviously. Anytime you're in a competition, especially me, I'm pretty competitive. I want to win everything I do. But I also understand that there's only one winner, and you know, congratulations to her for that.
I just want you to know that you're starting to bother my wife, because everything I do in the house, if I get up from the chair to go get a drink or something, I just, as an expression, say, I'm going to need some whiskey glasses. I'm outside, I'm raking the leaves, and I'm going, I'm going to need some whiskey glasses. I'm going to need some whiskey. It's like endless loop in my head, and I love it, but it's starting to drive people crazy. I'm in a meeting, and I go, I'm going to get some whiskey glasses. So thank you for that, Morgan.
Don't blame me for your marital problems.
Oh, my gosh. Morgan, we love you, buddy. Hey, with Thanksgiving around the corner, there was a study done that said green bean casserole is the least favorite meal. What is your least favorite meal on Thanksgiving?
I'm surprised it's the least favorite. My least favorite, probably... That's tough. I like it all, kind of.
I'm the same way. It's like if it's on the table, I'm going to eat it.
I guess cranberry is probably my least favorite.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
Nobody associates with cranberry sauce.
They're just there. Try the cranberries, Morgan. No, I'm fine.
If you can't put gravy on it, no one cares.
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised that they picked green bean casserole over cranberry. Like, cranberries, you don't even have to do anything. You just take them out of, you know, you don't even have to cook them.
All right, can we focus on the priority now? You're coming Saturday with Luke Combs. I'm so excited to see you both. How's the tour going so far?
It's going really well. It's the best tour I've been on for sure. We've kind of moved up a spot too. So now we're direct support and we get to play longer. We've got 45 minutes
good.
On stage.
Yes,
you guys are completely sold out. I mean, completely sold out.
Like behind the stage, sold out.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I had heard that it was sold out. I didn't realize it was behind the stage. Hopefully, we'll get some speakers set up over there so those people can actually hear something.
Somebody offered Cowboy a couple of seats under the stage with a drill. I don't think those were legit, but they did offer that this morning.
Well, surely we can find him something a little better than that.
Cowboy and I love your songs with Hardy. Are you going to be doing any of those?
Yeah, I think I'll probably do one of them.
Yeah.
He went to Jared?
That's the one that I like.
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, man.
A favorite.
Yes.
Thank y'all.
Also, are you going to do Heartless too?
Yeah, I am. I'm That song is a little bit of a unicorn, I guess, in my set, but it's been going over well, and I love playing it, man. I really have a good time singing it. It's just different than what I normally do as a whole, but I think that might be why I enjoy it, you know, because it's a little bit of a change of pace for us as we play, and kind of just gives us another point to tell a story. And you know, I'm not gonna just keep, you know, making pop sounding records. I just like to kind of, I don't know, dabble a little bit in other things just right. Because it keeps us all interested. But I, you know, when we go back to make another album, it's going to be for sure country music. So don't, hopefully nobody's expecting me to have a pop album next.
Good, good. In your set, is there, and this, you, I guess you can't answer this, is there a surprise moment in your set? Do you have something planned that is atypical of what a Morgan Wallen would do on stage?
No, I don't really plan stuff like that. I mean, there's certain things that happen during a show that, yeah, I try to just feed off of what the people are doing, you know, and if there's something I see that's special or cool, I try to, you know, maybe make a point of it. Like the other day, someone got, I was singing Cover Me Up, and somebody got engaged in the crowd, so I brought them up there and kind of made it a moment for them. So that was cool. But, you know, stuff like that doesn't always happen. I try not to force stuff like that, but if it does happen, then it's fun for me too, you know. It's kind of like, because it's different, I didn't plan it, and it's just all pretty natural for everybody, so we try to just keep it that way.
So it's possible that you could be walking out on stage with a Permane sandwich and a terrible towel.
Yes, it is possible. My dad and my sister are big Steelers fans, and I actually got them tickets and sent them up to Pittsburgh for the Rams game, and they went up there and
so good
and
one.
Had a great time. So I actually own a terrible towel.
Yes. You welcome to Yinzer Nation, buddy.
I think I just fell more in love with you.
Your record sales in Pittsburgh have gone through the roof, young man.
Well, I guess that I can thank my dad for that, because he's always been a big Steelers fan.
Well, listen, we thank you for all the great music you're making. We can't wait to see you on Saturday. It is going to be it really is going to be a great show. 23,000 plus people at PPG Arena. Morgan, take care. Congratulations to you. We'll see you, and thanks for taking the time with us today.
Hey, I appreciate y'all being so good to me. We'll see you Saturday.
You got it, brother.
See ya, buddy.
See ya.
Bye. All right. See y'all. Take care.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.